Hi, everybody. Time for your Browns 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospitals. Jim Donovan, along with my partner on the Browns Radio Network, Doug Deacon. And Doug, first day in pads. And what did you think?
Well, I think, you know, you had Cardell Jones out here. You had Jim Tressel out here. But it was Joe Hayden day. Joe Hayden had a heck of a practice. And I think, you know, you're just feeling your way around the first day in pads. A lot of the young guys, you know, don't know what the speed or tempo is going to be, and they find out in a hurry.
Boy, I'll tell you, Friday was a great day for the Browns offense, throwing the football, catching the football. And it seems like, you're right, a guy like Joe Hayden kind of said, hey, you know what, I'm going to show those guys on Saturday. We've seen Hayden make a lot of great plays, but he made a lot of great ones on Saturday.
Well, and I think, you know, a defensive player has a little bit more confidence being in the same system 2 years in a row, where the offense is, you know, trying to adjust to a new system. But, you know, Joe Hayden, you know, I think he's a leader, and he wants to show the rest of the defense this is how we do it.
Okay, and they did it very, very well on this Saturday. Tough moment early in the practice. Billy Winn goes down. Could be a knee situation. The situation for him is that he's involved in a real battle along that defensive line, so I'm sure he's concerned that, you know, his availability and his ability to get back out on the practice field quickly.
Well, and I think, you know, you look back at last year and the depth problem they had in the offensive line. Well, they addressed that in the draft this year, and they also addressed the depth in the defensive line, picking up a couple defensive linemen. So I think, you know, even though it's unfortunate somebody gets dinged this early in training camp, you do have some depth right now at this point.
Okay, so along the offensive line, which was a bit of a concern last year during training camp, and certainly when Alex Mack went down, the Browns have definitely stocked that offensive line a little bit more. It's really interesting to watch as practice goes along. A kid like Cam Irving play right guard, he'll play left guard, he'll go to tackle, and at some point he can be a center too. Boy, what a useful guy.
And that's where it usually short circuits a fuse box with somebody like me. But I think it speaks volumes of his knowledge of the game of football. And if you can tell what the other people are supposed to do, it helps you in when you're going to play, because you know where the people are going to be, and you don't make yourself a mistake. You know, it's like the relationship with the quarterback. Is it a 3-step drop, 5-step drop, 7-step drop? If you don't know that, then you got a problem.
Jimmy Haslam, speaking after practice today, said in no way does he want or will he blow this thing up, something that we've been used to through the years here with the Browns all too many times. That's comforting, I'm sure, to a coaching staff, to the general manager of the team. He also said that he thinks that Johnny Manziel looks more like a professional football player this year.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, there's a learning curve in the NFL, and what kind of college program you come out of makes a difference. And if you're one that's kind of structured with the coach, you know, calling all the plays, it's pretty tough. But, you know, for Johnny, the unfortunate thing is he's in his second offense and he's just 2 years in. So he's got another learning curve, much like he had last year. But I think the thing that you've seen is he's more in tune to what he's, you know, trying to learn this year, as opposed to just thinking he could get by on athletic ability.
All right. Thanks a lot, Doug. That's your 2-Minute Drill for today. Thanks for joining us at ClevelandBrowns.com.